You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A group of three lawyers is calling for a first of its kind inquiry into whether New Zealand spy agencies are helping Israel's war in Gaza. In a letter to the Inspector General of Intelligence and Security on Thursday, they said the country was in danger of aiding international crimes. Their request has four parts, covering previous investigations that have been undertaken by the watchdog, along with Aotearoa's connections to countries like the US and UK, who have been proven to aid Israel. I spoke to Associate Professor in the Faculty of Law at the University of Auckland, Teresa Dunworth, one of the three lawyers pushing for this inquiry, about what triggered these concerns and how the inquiry would be undertaken. So there's a lot in this request for an inquiry, 36 pages to be exact. So just to summarise it and break it down a little bit, what exactly are you asking for and what is it that has sparked these concerns?
So what we're asking for is that the Inspector General of Intelligence and Security, who is that office is essentially a watchdog office over New Zealand intelligence agencies, so the SIS and the GCSB, and we have asked him to open an inquiry into whether there is any intelligence sharing happening, and if so, there's some follow-on questions, but we don't even know that because that information is classified. What has sparked our inquiry is that we've been working on this actually for quite a few months as the war has been ongoing. But we're a member of the Five Eyes Intelligence Network. That means that we automatically share intelligence with the UK and the USA. And increasingly we have information, it's well known about the weapons aid that is being provided by the UK and the United States. But the United States in particular has a well-known and long-standing intelligence sharing relationship with Israel, and the UK has acknowledged that they share intelligence with Israel. Now, we don't know if any of that information comes from New Zealand's operations under the Five Eyes network, and that's what we're trying to find out. That's what we think that the Inspector General, this watchdog, should investigate into.
The Inspector General of Intelligence and Security, Brendan Horsley, confirmed he was considering this request. So if it did go ahead, what would an inquiry look like and the results of it, how available would that be to us, the public?
He has the authority to open an inquiry, and we probably wouldn't know much about the modalities of that. So it would not be like, for example, the Burnham inquiry, which was a public inquiry, because the whole idea of having a watchdog on the intelligence agencies is that we can balance, or New Zealand can balance, the need to maintain classified information securely, but also to have a public accounting of that. This is the first time that an inquiry has been requested by a member of the public, although definitely not the first time that the Inspector General, not the first time that they've done inquiries. And generally speaking, what happens is a public report is issued on their website. I presume, but I don't know, that it would be the same procedure that would be followed, or the same pattern of managing an inquiry. And in that way, we, the public, can have information, but it would stop short of providing us any classified or sensitive information.
So you mentioned that there have been previous inquiries undertaken similar to this one. I know that in the inquiry request, Afghanistan is mentioned quite a few times as well. So what sort of other things in the past have there been that are similar to the situation we're in now?
So intelligence sharing with the CIA, or the extent to which the intelligence was used for CIA detentions, all of that was part of the war on terror. So that basically ran from, you know, covered the period 2001 through to 2009.
And what was the result of that, the outcome? Was there consequences, further actions?
So further actions, I mean, what the key thing about these inquiries and the reports is there are recommendations made to the agencies in terms of, you know, improved procedure, improved access. But often, like the questions we're asking in this one, and I mean, it's up to the Inspector General himself. If he chooses to open this inquiry, it will be up to himself to work out the scope of the inquiry.
Do you think these past situations, do you think New Zealand has learnt from things like that?
I certainly hope so. I certainly hope so. And the thing is that the act that we have made this request under is the Intelligence and Security Act 2017. And if you do a reading of that as a whole, it really stresses things like accountability, democratic transparency and oversight. And there is a real acknowledgement from the Office of the Inspector General, a recurring theme across these previous reports is the need to be transparent and to have oversight, and that in turn should lift public confidence in the agencies. Yeah, I'd like to think that the government takes notice, but certainly I do feel like that the current Inspector General, clearly takes his responsibilities very seriously. So we're optimistic that he will. All he has said at the moment is that he's considering our request. But this is very serious. There is mounting evidence now, you know, from the International Court of Justice to the ICC, NGO reports, UN Special Rapporteurs and UN reports. We saw earlier this month with UK announcing that it was immediately suspending 30 arms export licenses due to concerns about Israel's conduct in the war. Coupled with that, really, if you could say that there was a trigger, and in fact we've been working on it for ages, but most recently there would be that announcement from the UK, and then our own Prime Minister in the middle of August announced his intention in a speech in Australia that it was his intention to deepen our engagement with the Five Eyes intelligence network. So I think all of those things gathered together tells us that there is a public interest, and the Inspector General does have the statutory authority to do this. In fact, the statutory obligation to take this inquiry forward.
Hypothetically, if New Zealand were found to be sharing intelligence to aid Israel, where do we go from there?
Well, the reality of it is that there's not a lot of avenues. There's not a lot of avenues for us, you know, in the way in which, as a matter of domestic law, that we would be able to, you know, seek further accountability. However, depending on what that report would show from the Inspector General, it might be that we see a clear breach of the New Zealand Bill of Rights Act. It might be that we might be seeing breaches of what's called the Geneva Conventions, which places on New Zealand an international obligation to repress breaches of IHL law. It's fanciful to think that anyone would then go to the ICJ to make a declaration, but it might propel the government to take a more proactive stance in attempting to call Israel to account for its ongoing crimes.
That was Associate Professor in the Faculty of Law at the University of Auckland, Teresa Dunworth, on calls for an inquiry into whether New Zealand is sharing intelligence with Israel.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.